Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
I downloaded Tinder on Valentine's Eve to escape what had to be the most depressing weekend of my adult life. I was 45 years old, eating delivery food alone from the container, asleep before 10, and waking up to the same quiet apartment each morning. A voice in my head just decided enough was enough. I hadn't been on a real date in almost 3 years. Ever since my last relationship ended, I'd been telling myself I just needed a little more time. A little time turned into months. That turned into years. My buddy Marcus had been telling me to try the apps for ages, and that Saturday, I finally caved. I matched with Elena 2 days later. Her profile photos were jaw-droppingly stunning. Nearly all of them looked like professional shots of this dark-haired woman in her late 30s. In one, she had captured herself on a beach in Europe, and another at what looked like a fashion event. She listed herself as a lingerie model who had recently moved to the city.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
I DM'd her, and the conversation moved fast. She was funny in a direct way I wasn't used to. She said she preferred mature men, that younger guys bored her. She called me handsome after I sent a photo. I knew it was probably a lie, but I didn't care. I hadn't been called handsome by anyone in a long time. When I suggested dinner, she surprised me.
"Dinner's too formal,"
she said.
"I'd rather come over and keep things comfortable. Why wait? I have a feeling about you."
Every sensible part of my brain told me this was too good to be true. Men like me didn't get women who looked like her by punching keys on their phone. To top it all off, with the flirty photos and her asking to come over, the universe had to be playing a joke. But I was lonely, frustrated, and desperate. And that combination is infamous for making a man both an idiot and an expert at ignoring real threats. She confirmed for 8 o'clock the next evening. I spent the entire following day getting ready in a way I'm embarrassed to admit. I cleaned the apartment twice, ordered expensive food from a restaurant I've never been to, and even lit candles. I changed my bed sheets in the morning and again in the afternoon because I'd sat on them. By 7:30, I was standing in my kitchen in my best shirt, trying to slow my heartbeat down. The doorbell rang at 8 on the dot. I took one breath and opened the door. The woman standing on my porch was somewhere in her late 60s. She was thin and pale, wearing a dress too young for her. Her hair was dyed dark in a way that didn't even match her skin. And her face was caked in foundation that had settled into every line. Her lipstick had bled past the edges of her lips. She was smiling at me with all her teeth bare. She didn't blink, just kept grinning in a way that made the snacks churn in my stomach.
"Hi, Cody. This is your Elena,"
she purred in a fake, soft, melodic, almost girlish voice that made me gag. I don't remember exactly what I said, something about her having the wrong house. She giggled and said,
"At least let me in once and we'd find out, love."
The embarrassment, confusion, and this creeping wrongness all hit me at once, and I told her to leave and shut the door. The silence that followed was deafening and so creepy. I could literally hear my heartbeat before Elena, if that was her real name, went completely bonkers. She started scratching at the door and rattling the doorknob, screaming at me to let her in. When I yelled at her to go away, she laughed. It got louder and more hysterical as she moved. I could track her by it as she left the porch and started circling the house, trying the side windows, then the back door. The laughter never stopped, just kept going in that same breathless, delighted way, like she was having the time of her life.
"Oh, don't you want me, Cody? This body is all yours, honey. Just let your sugar plum in,"
she sang from somewhere near the back of the house.
"Come on, I came all this way for you. Don't be a prude."
I called the police from the kitchen with every light on, my back against the refrigerator, so nothing could come up behind me. She was still circling and laughing while I was on the phone. The dispatcher told me to stay inside, that someone was on the way. The officers arrived in about 8 minutes. The porch was empty. They walked the perimeter and found nothing. One of them looked at the scratch marks on my front door and asked if they'd been there before. I said I didn't know. They filed a report and left. I sat in my kitchen until 3 a.m. with every light on, listening to every small sound. Her Tinder account was gone by the next morning. I reported it and got an automated response. That was the last I heard of it. I deleted my own account as well. Marcus still asks if I'm back on the apps, and I tell him no and change the subject. I thought about it enough times that the details have started to feel unreliable, in the way memories do when you've turned them over too many times. I don't know whether the woman was dangerous or just disturbed, or whether the scratch marks were already there. What I know is that every light in my apartment was on that night, and I still didn't feel safe. And every time I hear laughter outside my window now, even normal laughter, or kids in the street, there's a half second before my brain catches up where I'm back in that kitchen with my back against the refrigerator. That half second is lasting longer than it used to. I downloaded Tinder 3 months after my divorce was finalized at 11 p.m. on a Friday, because the apartment felt painfully quiet. I told myself it was just for distraction. I'd just have casual dinners, maybe partake in some harmless flirting, but absolutely nothing would follow me home. I matched with Daniel on a Tuesday evening. His profile was basic, with only one photo of him in beach shorts and a fishing rod, with a bio that read, "Recently located, looking for something real. If you're a catfish, at least be a magical one." He was 42 and worked as a project manager in a local firm. He messaged first, which I appreciated, and the conversation moved easily without any of the usual awkward nonsense. Our first date was at a wine bar in Midtown. He was already seated when I arrived and stood when he saw me come in. Much to my relief, he was the exact lean guy from his profile photo, with gray shoulder-length hair, a thick beard, and a small ring in his nose. We talked for 3 hours. He remembered I'd mentioned having a bad week and asked about it before we even ordered. He laughed at things that were actually funny and listened in that rare way where you can tell someone is actually processing what you said and not just waiting for their turn to talk. When he walked me to my car, he smiled and said, "I've been waiting to meet someone exactly like you, Mira." I laughed it off at the time, as one of those good first date closure people often say. The second date was dinner at a place he'd clearly researched because he knew I didn't eat red meat. He brought up small things I'd said weeks earlier in our messages I'd already forgotten. It felt attentive. I told my friend Daisy about it, and she said it sounded like a green flag. By the end of the second dinner, Daniel was talking about destiny and how certain people were meant to find each other. You know, I almost didn't make a Tinder account at all, but something made me just download it the night we matched. I smiled and changed the subject. We were on our third date when he brought up marriage. Mira, I am at a point in my life where I know exactly what I want, and I'm really not interested in wasting time getting there. I told him gently that I wasn't looking for anything serious, that I was still finding my footing after my divorce.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube?
Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
He simply grinned down his nose, as if he were looking at a kid trying to play adult. "You don't know what you need yet," he said. "But that's okay. I'll be very patient with you." The way he said it made my palm sweat. So, I canceled our fourth date. I texted him, saying I didn't think we were a good match. He responded 3 times within the hour. Each message was longer and more intense than the last. It got to the point where I had to stop replying. The messages kept coming anyway. At first, they were almost reasonable, like he missed talking to me. Soon enough, he started trying random video chats at 2 and 3 in the morning. When I wouldn't pick up, he'd send long texts explaining how I was making a mistake and he wouldn't let me. I blocked his number, thinking maybe now he'd get the hint and move on. An hour later, a photo arrived through Instagram from an account I didn't recognize. It was my gym, taken from the parking lot. I was visible in the background through the window, on the treadmill. Another one was from my office building. One after that was the cafe on the corner of my street, where I went every morning. Each photo had a caption like, "Miss you, bae. Thinking of you. Just making sure you're safe." I went to the police. The officer I spoke to was patient, took my statement, but explained that nothing Daniel had done technically constituted a crime yet. I drove home that night with my eyes on the rearview mirror the whole way. The last message he sent before I locked down every account I had was, "I just want to protect my future wife." That evening, I came home from work and noticed something off about my front door. The hinge on the right side looked different. I leaned in close and saw fresh screws. The metal was still bright, without a trace of rust that had been there since I moved in. With a shaking hand, I pushed the door open slowly. Everything in my apartment looked the same, except for my kitchen table. Where I ate breakfast every morning sat a framed photograph I'd never seen before. I walked toward it, and my stomach dropped. It was a wedding photo. Daniel was in a groom suit. Beside him, my face, cut from somewhere and edited badly, was pasted to a woman in a bridal attire. He had scrawled at the bottom in filthy, jagged handwriting, "Till death do us part." My throat went dry, and my heartbeat picked up. I gulped as I looked around to check if anyone was with me in there before I put the frame back down and backed out of the apartment. I called the police from my car. They came, took the photo as evidence, and changed my locks. A detective was assigned to the case. Daniel was located 2 days later and brought in for questioning. He told them we were engaged, that I invited him in, and the photo was a gift. I'm 40 now. I got a fresh job and moved cities. I have a security system and a doorbell camera. Daniel was ordered to stay away from me, which he has, as far as I know. I think about the version of him I met on the first date sometimes. The guy who stood up when I walked in, laughed at the right moments, and asked about my bad week. I wonder how much of it was real, and how much was theatricality. I never redownloaded Tinder. I probably never will. Fabiana and I were 17 when she downloaded Tinder that Saturday. Both of us were hanging out at her kitchen table and had nothing better to do. She thought it would be funny to see what type of guys are out there. We set my age to 21, picked the best photo on my phone, and started swiping like it was a game. Most of the matches were harmless, like college guys who thought I was a real 21-year-old, and a few were obviously too old and too eager. We'd screenshot the strange ones and dump them in the group chat. Vincent was different. His profile was totally aesthetic. Instead of the usual bathroom selfies or snaps with fish, his photos were all yachts and rooftop parties in places that looked stupidly expensive. His bio went on about Swiss boarding schools and traveling for work. He was 32, which honestly should have been our cue to close the app, but somehow it made us intrigued. Vincent texted within minutes of matching. The conversation was smooth, in a way neither of us had experienced before. He wasn't asking for pictures or being crude. He asked what I liked to do, what kind of music I was into, and whether I'd ever been to Europe. He dropped comments about taking the right girl shopping in Milan and how he preferred women who knew what they wanted. After an hour of this, Fabiana grabbed my phone and read the whole thread from the beginning.
He wants to spoil you, Julia. He's gonna buy us expensive stuff. We'd have a few dinners, some jewelry, then block him. My cousin does this all the time. What's the worst that can happen?
She squealed, grinning. I knew it was stupid, but Fabiana had a way of making stupid things sound reasonable.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
We agreed to meet him the following morning at Riverside Park. It was a public place, and we would both be together in broad daylight. The meet felt safe until Vincent texted again. Julia, I'm sorry. I gotta fly tonight for a business meeting tomorrow morning, and I won't be in town for a week. I really don't want to go without seeing you. Can you make it tonight instead? I'll be in a silver Porsche. Come at 9, okay? Fabiana said yes before I could even think about it. I told myself it would be fine. The park was only 5 minutes from her house. We'd be together and leave the second anything felt wrong. We snuck out at 8:45. The park was quiet and dark in the way parks get after the families go home. The streetlights along the main path had gaps in them, with long stretches of shadow between each pool of orange light. As we neared the entrance, I spotted a black van idling near the gate with its lights off. Fabiana saw it too, and we both slowed down.
That's probably his security. Rich people travel with security all the time.
Vincent had told us to meet by the large oak tree near the south end of the park. We kept walking. The gravel path crunched under our shoes. The van stayed where it was, and I kept telling myself that this was normal, and we'd probably laugh about this tomorrow over breakfast at her kitchen table. Suddenly, two men jumped out of the bushes so fast I didn't even register what was happening until a hand was clamped over my mouth and I was being dragged backward. I tried screaming and getting enough air, but the grip was just too tight. Another man had caught Fabiana and was dragging her toward the van, which was waiting with its door already open. I kicked and clawed and twisted my head just enough to sink my teeth into his wrist as hard as I could. He swore, and his grip loosened just enough for me to tear myself free and stumble forward onto the gravel. By then, they'd shoved Fabiana into the van. Our eyes met, and I shivered at how desperate and scared she looked. The man lunged for me again.
"Leave her!"
the one by the van barked.
"We got one! The boss won't be totally mad!"
The man jumped in the van. The doors closed, and they pulled out of the park and disappeared down the road. Then, it was just me on the ground, with blood in my mouth and gravel in my palms. I was shivering and sobbing when I called 911 from the middle of the path. I couldn't stop shaking long enough to get the address out clearly. The police came, took my statement, and put out a description of the van. But by the time they started looking, it had been 40 minutes since Fabiana had disappeared into the dark. They never found her. The investigation went on for months. Detectives talked to me so many times that I had the questions memorized before they asked them. Vincent's profile was traced to an account created 3 days before we matched, using stolen photos of a real person who had nothing to do with any of it. The van's plates came back to a rental, paid for in cash. Every lead dried up. I'm 24 now. I finished school, got a job, and talk to a therapist every week. Most days, I function like a normal person, but I still sleep with the light on and can't hear a car idling outside at night without my chest going tight. I still think about the way Fabiana's eyes found mine in the last second before they took her.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Boda Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are,
and that's who we care about.
Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social.
She looked so scared, like she was asking me to do something, and I didn't know what it was, and I couldn't do it anyway. I don't know where she is. Nobody does. And the hardest part, the part I've never said out loud to anyone, is that somewhere in the back of my mind, I already know the answer to that. I just can't make myself finish the thought.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Boda Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are,
and that's who we care about.
Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.